Come aboard, friends. Your United States Navy is having a hoedown, and you're all welcome. This is Hal Durham, and you've just joined Navy Hoedown. Your United States Navy and Naval Reserve has a quarter hour of your favorite country and Western music with special in-person appearances by the world's most popular country and Western stars. The gangplank is down, the boarding rails open, and here comes our guest now. It's Dave Dudley with the Roadrunners. Hey, Dave, I'm glad you're here.
Well, golly, Hal.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, is it true dog catchers are paid by the pound?
I don't think there's an ounce of truth in that, but I hear cows with sore throats give horse meat.
Well, that's too bad, but why don't you take this shotgun and see what the boys can do with it?
Hey, they'll get a bang out of that.
Dave Dudley leading his pack. They'll be heading this way again. Nuclear propulsion, the future way to travel. That's the way the Navy thinks, and that's why the Navy is going nuclear-powered. All the way from carriers to cruisers to destroyers and submarines. That's also why the Navy needs men. Men who are intelligent, alert, educated, and well-motivated. Men to operate these complex, sophisticated nuclear power plants. Right now, the Navy is looking for high-quality high school graduates or men with junior college credits to join the early pioneers in the enlisted nuclear submarine training program. The Navy will teach you all you need to know about nuclear power. And if nuclear power is the future way to travel for the Navy, then it should be your way, too. See your Navy recruiter today for all the details on enlisted nuclear submarine training. If you're going to be something, why not be something special? Well, I'm clean out of words, by George, but there's Dave Dudley, and he's got a lot of words about George.
George, I've just been lying here and thinking. I'm blind. What if I was all alone? Oh, buddy, if you weren't here to guide me, well, I'd be lost and I'd never find my bones. I just came here to the Northwoods for some thinking. A man's just got to rest once in a while. And I'm really glad you're still around to guide me. It seems to me we walked 100 miles. You know how much I've always liked this cabin. It's quiet and I get a chance to think. I just can't figure things out in the city. The bars are there and you know how I drank. You know, George, I made a fortune in the big town. My name is on the city limit sign. Then fate laid her heavy hand upon me and brought the accident that left me blind. Oh, buddy, you know how that woman did me. Well, I guess you knew her better than I did. And George, I guess you know how much it hurt me. The day the judge gave her our little kiss, she said she couldn't care if I should drop dead. And with all that insurance, I don't guess she would. Most people think the wilderness is quiet, but just listen to the wolves out in the woods. Well, tomorrow, when I leave here, I'll be different. I'll ride that train when they say, all aboard. You spent a lot of time here in the North Woods. You are still going with me, aren't you, George? 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 Where are you at, George? 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 Come on, George. George? George?
Dave, how did you ever decide to get into show business anyway?
Well, I really didn't intend to at all, Al. I had a good job as a disc jockey, and so why should I want to get into the entertainment field?
But how did you get to be a disc jockey?
Well, that was natural to me. I used to spin records by the hour when I was a kid in my room, and day after day spinning those records. Well, finally they got me a record player.
Then you found out it was really a groove. So your first childhood ambition was to be a disc jockey, huh?
No, I wanted to be a pirate. I had this uncle, and he was my mother's brother-in-law, and he became a very successful pirate.
Don't think I ever heard of that.
Oh, yeah, he runs that used car store there in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. But there I was with these records. My dad told me if I had a nickel for every song I played, I'd clean up.
So that's when you got a job.
Went right down to the radio station and hired out. And sure enough, I started cleaning up.
Then how long did it take you to get rich, Dave?
And pushing that broom around, I didn't exactly pile up a lot of dough. But every little bit helps, you know.
And you just kept coming back for more.
Sometimes I'm so hurt and disappointed by the crazy things you always do. So I'm packing everything and I'm gone like before, but that's not all. I keep coming back for more. Coming back to try to survive again. Too bad I have to love you like I do. I tell myself you need me, but I know just what's in store, and that's not all. I keep coming back for more. It's not the way you use me and hurt me. It's the way you keep me in a world of blue. So I run away from you and this world of yours. What is funny, I keep coming back for more. Coming back to have some more of your misery. Bringing back what's left of me to you. I'd do anything for you, but I'll never know what for, and that's not all. I keep coming back for more, and that's not all. I keep coming back for more.
And Dave Dudley is going to be right back here for more for us, but before he gets here, I've got to tell you this. For high school graduates, here's the career of the future, nuclear propulsion. That's the field for a young man going places. And in the Navy's nuclear submarine fleet, you'll always be on the go. You'll be a pioneer, a voyager, a discoverer, because nuclear propulsion is so young, but with so much potential, just like you. Grow up together. Find out about the Navy's enlisted nuclear submarine training. Your Navy recruiter can tell you. See him today. If you're going to be something, why not be something special? Meanwhile, here is Dave Dudley to tell us about John Henry.
When John Henry was just a little bitty boy, no bigger than the palm of your hand, his mammy looked down at John Henry and said, "Johnny gonna be a steel driving man, Lord, Lord. John gonna be a steel driving man." John Henry, he said to his captain, he said, "Captain, why don't you learn swing? Driving 49 pounds from my hip on down. I'll tell you that cold steel ring, love, love, love. I'll tell you that cold steel ring." John Henry had a pretty little woman, and her name was Polly Ann. John Henry, he took sick, then he had to go to bed. Polly drove steel like a man, love. That Polly drove steel like a man. On a mountain till that hammer caught on fire. The very last words I hear old John Henry say, "Cool glass of water, I'm gonna die, Lord, Lord, Lord. Cool glass of water, I'm gonna die." Well, they buried John Henry in the graveyard, lay him 6 feet under the sand. Every time a freight train go rolling on by, they say yonder lies steel driving man. Well, yonder lies steel driving man.
There's Dave giving us the lowdown on John Henry.
Say, Hal, did you hear about my brave uncle?
Well, what did he do that's so brave?
Well, just the restringing of all the guitars in Stevens Point. That's last year.
Well, that does take a lot of guts. This has been Navy Hoedown, friends, with our in-person star, Dave Dudley with the Roadrunners. This quarter hour of country and western favorites is presented through the cooperation of this radio station as a public service feature. Watch for us next time around, neighbors. Until then, this is your host, Hal Durham, reminding you, if you're going to be something, why not be something special?